Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached on November 25th and 26th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie, Kansas, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas. The sermon text was Matthew 25, verse 31 to 46. Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Often listening to the story of other people's lives often puts your own life into perspective. I want to talk to you today about a young family who has come to live here in Colby, though they are originally from the Ukraine. You see, their whole life was upended by the war there in Ukraine. First, they were driven from the place they lived to the complete other side of the country. Then they remained there for a while because they could live as a family together that way. But finally, the war drew all too close again, and the mother and child decided that they should flee here by themselves to Colby, since the husband was not allowed by law to leave the country due to the war. Thankfully, since then, the husband has been able to rejoin his family. All of this upheaval was really put in perspective when the young boy celebrated his first birthday back here in Colby. He told his mom that day that he hoped there would not be any bombs on his birthday. Can you imagine a young boy having to have such a wish? Certainly not what most of us consider when we blow out the birthday candles. Yes, they had been robbed of what most of us take for granted, what Paul today calls a peaceful and quiet life. Blessedly, most of us cannot even really ponder what it would be like not to have a town or a state or a country that was peaceful enough that we could order our lives quietly each day, seeking to live with dignity and godliness. As a people, we have very little idea what it might feel like to live under constant peril, not knowing what might happen next and what that might mean for your family. Oh, we may have had just a taste of such a life on 9/11, but thanks be to God, it was only a taste. But perhaps because of that, we really don't take praying for our leaders as seriously as we should, especially those leaders who are tasked with the most consequential decisions in the world. We often think the worst thing that could happen in our country is that the prices would get a little high on food and we'd have to cut back a little bit on one of our holiday feasts. Or because of the price of gas that we might decide that we shouldn't travel too far over the holidays. We can't hardly even imagine being in a place where perhaps there is not access to any outside food for a time. Or we can't imagine having major roads simply being impassable. We get all upset when anything we consider our right is infringed upon, even in the smallest way. But perhaps that's because we have not experienced the threat of someone trying to rob us of our basic dignity through the use of force. We complain when our congregations are a little too cold or a little too hot, because we really don't have to consider with any seriousness that gathering together for worship might make us particularly easy targets for a ruthless enemy. I don't say any of this today to make us feel guilty for the blessings that God has given us. Rather, I say it to make us thankful for them. I say it to make us prayerful about them. I say it to make us recognize the great gift that a peaceful and quiet life is for us. I hope that at the end of listening to this message, you will remember that this seemingly simple gift is more than worthy of great thanksgiving. All too often we get convinced that only extraordinary things are worth intense thanksgiving. When there is healing of a disease, well, yes, we would find that worthy of thanksgiving. But when we go through large periods of our life where we're basically healthy, it doesn't always cause us in that moment to break forth in praise. If we were able to get that brand new vehicle that is our dream vehicle, well, yes, much thanksgiving might be brought forward as we talk at the kitchen table with our family. But when we have that car that's 5 to 15 years old, but it still gets us around from one place to another, we often don't stop and think about how great that is as we get together to eat our food with our family. If we have some children that have grown to be recognized by others in their respective fields and are well paid for doing so, we often rejoice about that and tell everybody we can, but But in regards to our other children who are just sort of making it work day by day and week by week, month by month, working a job and living as a family, we often don't take the opportunity to shout about that from the rooftops. But today, let us give thanks for a peaceful and quiet life. Yes, just an ordinary life where we are free to order our life without great fear. A life where we can live out our Christian faith quite freely. Let us not take this blessing for granted. People in Ukraine certainly do not share this blessing this Thanksgiving, and quite frankly, neither do some in nearby Russia. People in Israel do not have this gift right now, and neither do many folks in Palestine. Right now, people in Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Haiti, Chad, Syria, and Yemen, just to mention a few, do not know what it is to have peace in their own country. A great many people, perhaps a majority of people that have ever lived, have at least had a period during their life where they have been without the great blessing of a peaceful and quiet life. Thus, let us be thankful, but then let us add also to our Thanksgiving's prayer, prayer that we might in God's grace keep this wonderful blessing. Paul instructs us to lift up hands in holy prayer for all people everywhere, especially those who are leaders and rulers. Oh yes, we pray especially for our leaders in our country, but ultimately we understand that it is not only our leaders alone that we should lift up. After all, the actions of those entrusted with power and riches and authority, well, they can impact the lives of so many people. We pray for these people because their decisions, their actions affect so many people, our neighbors and us included. And so, when we pray for our president and the Congress and those who counsel those people. But we also pray for Putin and Zelensky. We pray for Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas. We pray for Xi in China. We pray for all that rule in the world. We pray for them that they might govern in wise ways so people are free to live a peaceful and quiet life. Oh, it is not that all these leaders are equally godly or moral or even likable. It's just that we understand that all of them will have an effect on how many people can live in peace right now and will do so in the future. These prayers we offer up because we desire peace for our neighbors and for our families. And as Christians, we desire this peace not first and foremost so that we can build wealth or satisfy our own fleshly desires easily, but really just so that we can seek to live out our lives each day with faith in God, walking in His ways. For we believe that as Christians go about their ordinary life at church, in the home, in the community, more and more people come to know Jesus as Lord, and that pleases God. Now, of course, God still gathers His chosen ones, even during war and other chaotic times, as He wills. But He makes clear in the words of our reading that the spread of the good news is simply easier during peaceful times where those who know the good news can easily interact with those who don't. As we thank God today for this great and awesome gift, which seems so ordinary and familiar to us, I hope that we will also rightly be led into thanksgiving for many more seemingly ordinary things. Indeed, we should give thanks to God for simple things like house and home, food and clothing. We should give thanks to God for our salvation in Christ, which for so many of us, we often take for granted, having known of it for our whole lives, or at least a large portion of our lives. We should give thanks to God for the work of His Spirit in His church and our local congregations, and so much more. Yes, we have many reasons to give thanks. And yes, God is so good, you may well have some unquestionably extraordinary blessings to give thanks to God for. But never forget those ordinary blessings, those blessings He gives every day and every week as well. As Moses told the Israelites of old, so I say to you, bless the Lord your God for the good things that He has given to you. And for any times when you recognize that because of God's abundant and unending goodness towards you, that you have overlooked many things worthy of praise, well then, repent today. Fall before Him in humility, and then rise in praise as He forgives your sin and grants you the life that is His Son's resurrection life. Yes, how good is our God! He has granted those of us gathered in this part of the world not only to have a peaceful and quiet life here on earth, but also to have a peaceful and quiet life forever with Him through Jesus' death and resurrection. Oh yes, our God is so good. He blesses us with extraordinary things, to be sure. But let us never forget that we will always have reason to praise him for the ordinary gifts, like the gift of a peaceful and quiet life. Let us praise him forever. Amen.